Hi, this is a dictation for patient Andre Peoples, A-N-D-R-E-P-E-E-P-L-E-S. The service is 2/26/2026. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was involved in a boating accident where a boat hit their parked boat at a high speed to the head-on collision and the side impact caused him fell down very harsh, injuring his neck, lower back, the shoulders, and both knees. Since the accident, patient has a moderately severe pain with 50% to 60% improvement with physical therapy and chiropractic treatments. He was referred by the therapist for further evaluation. He has been seen a pain physician, but no procedures were done. Only MRIs have been done so far. His pains are localized to neck and the lower back to the tune of 8. And in the shoulder, it is 7. Both elbows is 7. And both the hands are numb and tingling, all the fingers. And pain in the knee is also reported to be 7 bilaterally. And he has a numbness and tingling of both the feet. That has been reported. Overall, the pain is between 6 to 8. ADLs are affected 8. 70% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse. And compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 129/101. 75 is the pulse. 100% is the pulse ox. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit, dated 2/6/2026, dictation number 0307-044. The plan is to provide the following medication to the patient, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, PRN 60 tablet, with Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety panic, Allerville 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder pain relief, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, Medigesic is provided for pain relief, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. The physical therapy is ordered to continue 3 times per week. In the affected areas, patient is continuously kept off work, and a procedure, and he's being ordered a neurocycler food today for evaluation and treatment. In addition, patient is being provided with a procedure. It is called interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The procedure is done according to the protocol. 5 cc of dexamethasone was injected at L5-S1 interspace, interlaminar area. Medical indications are based on the history of pain following a boating accident, no recovery from all the therapy and chiropractic treatments, and the MRI is positive for a disc herniation at L5-S1. And bulging disc of L4, L5. And the injection should bring some reasonable relief to the patient. And so it is being done. Thank you. Patient is advised that he may require 4 to 6 injections like this to bring a reasonable help. Thank you.